Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know your opinions. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And this is based on the topic of gun safety. And the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, it is not?
It is.
Okay. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Support
or oppose? Okay.
Support.
And would you, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Support or oppose?
Support.
A locked container or case? Support or oppose?
Support.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock?
Support.
A biometric identifier such as fingerprint?
That would be ideal. Support.
Okay, support? Okay, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you, sir, for your help. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Unloaded.
Okay. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? What do you think? Yes, it is secure or not? It is not secure.
It's not secure.
And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Support?
Yes.
Okay. And the last few questions. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the security storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
I'm not sure I understand that question completely.
I can repeat the question, I'm sorry. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor? If it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it.
No.
Support or oppose?
Not support. Support.
Oppose? Oppose?
Yes, opposed.
Okay. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Support
or oppose? Okay. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Support.
And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, would you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
50 to 65.
And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other race not listed here?
White.
And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.